hills.
Well, now, what about cooters?
Cooters?
Well, now, do they live on the land or in the water?
They live both places. They go both
places. Are they more or less like gophers then?
They're more on the turtle than the water.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Call them...
What are they calling them, Raymond? What kind of cooters they call them?
A lot of names on it.
Around Savannah, we have box cooters.
Yeah, but they call this, there's a name for it. They're crazy about them. They like to eat them. I don't know. They eat them.
Yeah, I've heard people eat them. I've never eaten any. I've never eaten any turtle. I've
sea
never eaten
turtles.
Like that.
And big ones. I can't eat them. They're pretty. And their meat's just as pretty as it can be. It looks just like the breast of a chicken.
I've never had occasion to eat
but
any.
People eat bullfrogs, but I don't.
Oh, I know. People eat ants. People eat anything.
Ants. My daddy loves
ants,
bullfrog legs.
You said ants?
Ants. You can get these. Have you seen these things in grocery stores? The chocolate-covered ants.
Oh, yes.
And chocolate-covered grasshoppers. And
yeah.
Caterpillars.
I got you have a green grasshopper.
Huh?
We have a candy of green grasshopper.
Have you ever eaten any?
No. We had the kids buy them because they're like something like a twist. They're hard and
uh-huh.
acid.
Uh-huh.
They come in grape and cherry and sour apple.
Uh-huh.
And they're grasshoppers. Name of the candy is grasshopper.
But they're not real grasshoppers.
No.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that people eat?
Chitlins.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk. The yellow. That's what you call it.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call something that a person gets into to go out on a river, to row himself along?
Rowboat. Don't do that no more. They use motors.
They use motors to get where we're going.
I
reason.
Or
anchor.
Well, you have to paddle yourself around after you get there to fish just
yeah.
from one little place to the other. But they use motors. We used to use rowboats. They crossed this country in rowboats. They went, they some of those refugees came from Cuba and used rowboats.
Yeah, I've read about them. Do you have a different name for a boat that has a square bow on it?
Well, there's a...
We call it a butthead or some of them.
No, they call it a canoe, like Indians used to be.
Yeah.
And there's a tow. That's the thing you're talking about.
Yeah.
A prow. I don't know, P-R-O-W. It's square.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
You mean a pillowcase? Mm-hmm. Pillow slip, pillowcase, I say pillowcases.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty...
Necklace.
Okay, or a pretty what of beads?
String of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you say, one man really, what the other one?
Well, there's different rings of people say about that. They say they really put it on him that time.
Okay.
Or he really gave him a whooping or something like that.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? Say he got down on his...
Arches.
Yeah.
That's the calf of your leg.
Have you heard him call the haunches or the... Hunkers or anything like that?
Well, that's just when they squat, they say they hunking down there.
Uh-huh.
No, the Indians used to squat a haunch that way.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn this a penny. He's really a...
It's a pinch penny.
Okay.
Tightwad.
Screwed.
I sure know somebody, some people that aren't.
Suppose a person's wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks